Once the golden child of the stock market, it was tech stocks that led the way south. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 28th day of September. Thanks for being here. In other business news, let's talk about the lack of consumer confidence. Meanwhile, let's mix politics, business, and FedEx, shall we? Speaking of politics, J.P. Morgan weighs in on the U.S. defaulting on its debt, Amazon employees, and the courts. It's not just a lack of chips plaguing the auto industry. We'll detail that story for you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and young people see COVID as a time to reset their lives. For the interview, we're going all the way to Malaysia for an international conversation about a company called Tractorline. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. A reminder, you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was the worst day for tech stocks since March. The NASDAQ, a proxy for technology and growth stocks, underperformed against the other two major stock indexes, dropping by more than 2.8% today. A new disappointing report on consumer confidence in September added to the risk-off mood in markets, with the Conference Board's closely watched Consumer Confidence Index dropping to the lowest level since February as concerns over the coronavirus have lingered. I will share the numbers from Wall Street in just a bit. You know, one of the driving forces to the Wall Street downturn was the September report from the Conference Committee about, your consumer confidence. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index declined again in September, following decreases in both July and August. The index now stands at 109.3, down from 115.2 in August. The Present Situation Index, based on consumers' assessment of current business and labor market conditions, also fell, dropping to 143.4 from 148.9 last month. The Expectations Index, based on consumers' short-term outlook for income, business, and labor market conditions, that fell to 86.6 from 92.8. So, consumer confidence down, the measure of the present situation down, and the expectation for the future down as well. None of it bodes well for the economy moving forward. The cause continues to be the spread of the Delta variant as hospitals continue to fill up and people die not only here, but also across the globe. Now, to be sure, consumer confidence is still high by historical levels, enough to support further growth in the near term, but the index has now fallen 19.6 points from the peak of 128.9 that it reached in June. These back-to-back declines suggest that consumers, that would be you and I, we have grown more cautious and are likely to curtail spending going forward. We've already reported on how FedEx is concerned about delivery forecasts heading into the holiday season. The lack of drivers is one of those major issues. And now, this story about a FedEx driver who refused to deliver to homes that had Biden or Black Lives Matter signs. FedEx said the driver was no longer working for the company, but wouldn't say whether he quit or was fired. The driver said he quit. In a video posted on September 16, Vincent Paterno said he would also ignore houses that don't have a flag in front, seemingly a reference to the American flag. He would bring packages he didn't want to deliver back to the station, he said. In a comment on the video, Paterno said, quote, "There's actually a lot of us doing this, but I'm the only one posting," end quote. He didn't provide any evidence to that. Some TikTok users said Paterno's actions could prevent people from getting access to medical deliveries. Paterno replied, quote, "Medical deliveries have priority no matter who you voted for," end quote. Paterno was wearing a FedEx polo shirt in the video, but he no longer does. Fired or quit? Paterno said he quit. The company isn't commenting. As long as we're talking about politics and business, let's go on to the debt ceiling and learn what J.P. Morgan Chase is preparing to do. Business Insider is reporting that Jamie Dimon, president and CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, said his bank has started preparing for the possibility that the U.S. defaults on its debt, a scenario he described as potentially catastrophic, although he hopes legislators will find a way to resolve the crisis. The executive told Reuters such an outcome would impact repurchase agreements and money markets, as well as affect how rating agencies would react. His bank has also begun looking through client contracts, a process that requires significant resources. Dimon told Reuters he would support a bipartisan bill that would eliminate the debt ceiling altogether. This is what he said, quote, "Every single time this comes up, it gets fixed, but we should never even get this close. I just think the whole thing is mistaken, and one day we should just have a bipartisan bill and get rid of the debt ceiling. It's all politics," end quote. Senate Republicans struck down a bill that passed through the House, which would have raised the debt ceiling and prevented a government shutdown. Democrats, meanwhile, are rushing to raise the government's $28.4 trillion borrowing limit, and they have until October 18 to get it done. Well, another day, another Amazon story. This time, it's about the firing of two people who were critical of the company. CNN is reporting that an administrative law judge is scheduled to hear charges which were filed with the NLRB, that's the National Labor Relations Board, in October by a local branch of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union in Washington State. The complaint alleges that Amazon violated federal labor law by firing two employees, Emily Cunningham and Marin Costa, who had organized workers around a climate action and warehouse conditions during the pandemic. The NLRB in April found merit to Cunningham and Costa's charges, leading to a trial before an administrative law judge. The former employees helped organize Amazon workers in 2019 to stage a walkout in protest of Amazon's climate change response and also spoke out about Amazon's warehouse worker conditions. Amazon has defended its decision to fire the employees. Well, it's not just chips that's causing major headaches for automakers. It's a host of things that are all tied to the supply and demand issue. CNN is reporting that industry experts say automakers are having trouble getting all manner of parts and raw materials for a variety of reasons, including COVID-related plant shutdowns by suppliers, logistical problems involving shortages of ships, shipping containers, truck drivers, and difficulty that some suppliers are having filling jobs. All of this is making the cost of the current supply chain crisis much larger than earlier estimates, leading to much higher costs for automakers and car buyers as well. The tight supply of vehicles, coupled with strong consumer demand, is a major factor driving both new and used car prices to record highs. Plus, the lost sales from not building those vehicles will cost the automakers about $210 billion this year, according to Alex Partners' latest estimates. That, by the way, is nearly twice the firm's $110 billion estimate from May. As we mentioned earlier, Wall Street took a beating today, and for lots of reasons, from the Delta variant to supply chain troubles to the Fed monetary policy to the consumer confidence report, all of it weighed on the markets. At the bell, the Dow lost 569 points to close at 34,299, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 423 points to settle at 14,546, and the S&P 500 was off by 90 points, closing at 43.52. And finally, there is this. You know, each age group has suffered its unique set of challenges and setbacks during the pandemic. The 20-somethings, having recently or nearly recently graduated college, many who may be looking for jobs, trying to get their career footings, have faced complicated decisions. But get this, the Boston Globe notes that the pandemic has also provided unexpected possibilities. Many are facing the future feeling less encumbered by convention. They may be quitting school altogether or moving to be closer to family. And some are even more sure of themselves. So it's a reset by many young people saying, well, wait a minute. Let's take a look at my life, my career. What do I really want out of this? And the Boston Globe says it's a reset time. Speaking of time, click ahead for an international conversation about a company seeking more business in the U.S. My guest is Alex Ho from the Malaysian-based company Tractorline. We'll visit about his country, what they do at Tractorline, and yeah, you're right, tractors do play a big part. Thanks for listening.